I'm joined now by Mark Bower after the 2-1 defeat at home to Hensford. Mark, how do you explain that? First half, we should have been 4-0 up. How do you explain, how do you come around to being beaten again 2-1?
I don't know. I mean, the way we played football in the first half is exactly how I want us to play. I mean, they couldn't live with us. We had chance after chance with the crossbar, hit the post, keepers pulled off a couple of great saves. We've, you know, missed other ones as well. But that's a lesson in football. If you are not clinical at both ends of the pitch, don't matter how well you play in between, then we're not going to get anywhere. So it's hard to explain and a hard one to take, but the fundamentals of what we're trying to do, I suppose, I've got to be happy with, because the effort was there again and the quality was there again. And again, another player that we brought in, Ben Parker, looked good for us. And it's just a couple of little moments in the game where they've showed maybe their experience and that togetherness that they've got from being a winning side last year that's eventually really won them a game.
You know, big turning point, well, not big turning point, but one of the big talking points was the sending off of Gavin Rothery. From the stands, we've no idea what it's for. Have you got any view on that?
Yeah, the referee said that he said something to the linesman, which Gavin says that he has done. So we'll deal with that in the dressing room. But obviously, that's not something that we like to see, players getting sent off. We're going to miss Gavin for a number of games now. And he's got to learn from that.
In terms of the performance after the being brought down to the 10, I know it was only 5 minutes, but what again with the 10 men getting the goal back in the game? It's still great spirit.
Like I said, the lads have shown great effort and they've worked the socks off again for us, and even down to 10 men we had obviously the goal and another two chances where we could have scored. It's just not going for us at the minute. You know, when you're on a run of bad results, the rub of the green often doesn't go with you either. I thought the way that we played in the first half, they tried everything they possibly could in terms of fouling, hacking us down, targeting some of our influential players on the ball, such as Gavin, Wayne Brooksby and Burnsy. And I don't think we received any help whatsoever today. I think the referee allowed things to go on, which certainly shouldn't have happened. And I think that contributed towards the best team losing the game today.
Yeah, certainly it'd be a hard one to take. Just to reflect on the second half, because we were so dominant in the first, they changed things around, changed it tactically. What was your thoughts in that second half period?
Well, we knew that they were going to come out a different team in the second half because we'd been so dominant in the first half. They changed the formation to almost match us up and tried to get on the ball a little bit more. The first goal comes from us giving the ball away and being picked off straight away. Once they're in front, then we're chasing the game and, you know, we're almost playing into their hands as such. So we made a couple of changes. I wanted to get Andy Holdsworth on the pitch with his experience to try and sort things out for us. The second goal's a great finish as well from there, lad. That's the only two real chances I can remember them having in the game. So it's disappointing. We've got to pick ourselves up. We've got a massive game next week and, you know, if the performances were disappointing, then I'd be, you know, a worried person. But if we keep playing the way, any other day in that first half, we're 3-0 up at half time and it's a completely different game. But we weren't, and we've got to make sure that we are clinical.
Confident for Saturday against Park Avenue?
Yeah, I am. I mean, again, the players really have, on the whole, put in good performances. You can be critical on, you know, the couple of moments when we gave goals away, and we'll look at that and we'll address that in training. But on the whole, for, you know, the two home games that we've had here, I've been very, very pleased with the effort, the commitment and the football we've played. And then today we've managed to make a lot of chances as well, which probably didn't create quite as many against Park Avenue on Tuesday night. But, you know, we're heading in the right direction. You've got to remember that they're top of the league. And they're top of the league for a reason. And we've come off the pitch there. Their manager's pulled me and said that we're the best team that they've played so far. And that's coming from the team top of the league. But it doesn't make me feel any better. We've got no points.
Yeah, encouraging signs, I like. Cheers. Yeah.
Cheers, Colin.